Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, the Board of Selectmen Finance and Administrative Subcommittee special meeting at the Town Hall, 5:31 p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order. And number two on the agenda is to discuss the Finance Director and Town Treasurer job description. We've had one meeting before, and we have several different options on the table for job application, job applications. And I guess we want to decide what one we want to use or what
just the
parts we
just
want to use.
The job descriptions.
Yeah, what did I say?
Applications.
The job description for the application. Right.
Okay. Now I'm with you.
So we're just gonna hash through these and come up with a plan.
So what I did was I used the redline version that Stephanie marked up.
Yeah.
And I went through the material that Amanda sent, and I thought there was a lot of really good stuff in the material that Amanda sent. And I picked out a whole bunch of things that I think would enhance the job description. So that was the way I did it. And I made notes on the red line saying I'd like to add this to this, this to this.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Did anybody else have a different process? No.
That's good.
Because it seems like we need a baseline to start from, yeah. You know, like, and then just start adding or subtracting.
And I had taken the baseline that was the initial one, and then with the red lines from Stephanie, and kind of went from there too. Because I think one of the things, and I do like all of the things that Amanda put together in that, it's just that one of the things that I kind of try to navigate when putting together a job description is having it not be definitive or exhaustive. So having it be general enough that we can kind of assign the duties to that, or kind of allow our, you know, if systems change or if there are any other variability around that, it gives us some flexibility and we're not tied into anything. But so for like the job description that's posted, but I think a lot that would is in Amanda that would be helpful too, is to give, is for us to review that and to say that is good too. And then that serves almost more as a checklist for the incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
So which way do we want to approach this? I'm going to rewrite. Does anybody have a problem with
Amanda?
I don't have an objection.
Guys, no, go ahead.
Amanda Gordon, 23 Golf Road. Thanks for letting me come in. I know there's no public comment. I just wanted to respond to what Bryce was saying about generability. I think there's two different ways you can go about that, right? If you keep things broad and open, that leaves room where you're not on the same page necessarily about expectations. So that's a potential liability there. A job description, unlike the one that we had, right, should be looked at annually, quite frankly, as part of an annual review. And it should be adjusted accordingly based on changes to systems, expectations, et cetera. So it shouldn't be something that sits on a shelf and never gets looked at again, really. So if there are changes, I would expect that you could adjust it over the course of, you know, time as necessary. I just worry about things being too broad, because we've seen historically some contracts and job descriptions that the town has had that has kind of left us up in the air about what the actual expectations for that person are. And so that's my one concern, is keeping things a little too broad.
Thank you, Heather. I think it's valid. And so with all that being said, I don't know, what do you guys think on the other side too, on what might be the best way, when to?
You mean the process or the question versus general versus specific?
Let's start with there, if that makes sense. Because I think that would then define where we go.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, the first question. So the general or specific?
Oh, I think it depends on what the statement is. You know, there might be a statement saying, I think we like, the question might come up. Who is, like, what one I had was there's a statement that says oversees bidding. And so my question is, well, Jim right now is the town administrator right now is overseeing bidding. And that's from the current contract. Does this mean that the finance director is going to oversee bidding? And does that mean she writes RFPs? Or so that's a specific question, and then there might be more general questions like planning questions that I think are more.
Why would that even be in her job?
The bidding?
She bidding.
You know, that's in there right now. That's not something that was not something Amanda suggested.
It's right at the bottom.
Yeah. So that's a question we need to talk about, a specific task. Yeah. So I think general versus specific is just gonna vary depending on what we're talking about.
Do you know why that would be in there, Kathy?
I'm sorry.
Move your chair to sit down the other side. Good. You threw that chair away.
There
it goes. Let's sit down this end.
I'll sit up here. I think it's a little bit of both. I think that
it's Kathy McCavanaugh. She's our HR
sorry,
person.
It's from the HR office, admin office. I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. So quite frankly, I don't think the finance person has time to write a bid. As far as overseeing it with us, yes, we have, since I've been here, we have gone to Jill and said, okay, this is what we're looking at. Do you think there's something else that we need to put in here? Do you think that is there anything that our auditor would require more from us? Because every bid is different.
So it's more review.
It's a review policy. You know, it's helping each other out. Like, okay, do we have everything? And a lot of times these bids that we put out and these grants that we write for, you know, we don't know every policy. We can't remember every policy that is here. So it's, okay, do you remember this? And someone, either our office or the finance director, would sit down with us. Okay, this is what we have. This is what we have to work with. This is how it has to be done. This is how long it has to be out there. And this is how many we need if this is the amount that the bid is.
So I think
it's a little bit of each.
So maybe the word oversee is not the right word to use there. Discusses bidding and purchasing with town administrator.
This comes back to the original question. Do you need to go with a broad or specific answer? Because Kathy just cited several specific things that she does with regard to the rules, what the auditor might, because we could just change the word to collaborate. That would be done and broad, which is right up my alley, broad. But that's not necessarily the best way. So you guys write job descriptions a lot. I do not.
I don't either.
No, I don't either.
So there's two approaches there at all.
I think collaborate would be fine. So then stepping back again about process, somebody is going to have to write the draft. You know, somebody's going to have to say, yes, I'm going to change that word. We're going to add this paragraph to this. Da, da, da. So who is that going to be?
On the master?
Yeah. Somebody.
Oh, that will be me.
Okay.
So we'll take all of your notes out. If I can have a copy of your notes after, because that's kind of what I feel like we're working from here.
Okay.
If I can take a copy of that after, and then also the recording, and Andrea is clerking tonight right now.
Okay.
So we'll use it to go back and forth and see what we have. And once I get through it, I'll send it to you first for you to read through.
Okay.
So hopefully you and I will be on the same page with exactly what's talked about here tonight.
Okay. All right, so the first change we're making is to change the word oversee to collaborate regarding bidding and purchasing. Do we need to say with the town administrator?
Oh, it's at the end of the sentence, it says administrative officer.
Okay.
The other word you could choose is support.
Yeah, I'm looking.
But yeah, it should be right. It shouldn't be administrative officer.
Yeah,
it should be town administrative. Yeah, right. Okay, so could we go back up and start at the top then?
That's great.
Yep.
My first question, I have just a question in paragraph one, I don't think the title of paragraph one should be examples of essential duties. I think it should just read essential duties. Although I guess, I mean, there that begs the question again about broad versus.
Well, then we just end it with other duties as assigned, which is my comment.
So essential duties as assigned.
Other duties as assigned. Just it's vague on every resume.
Okay, so
that then covers our butt going back up.
So how does it read?
It'll be.
He's not talking about the title. He's talking about another bullet.
So it'll be bullet number 10, and it'll end with and other duties as assigned. And we don't, I don't think we necessarily have to find it by, we can say by supervisors or just nothing, just other duties as assigned.
And that's typical in most, in most job descriptions.
Okay, so then the title then of paragraph one, it leave it as examples of essential duties?
Or just essential duties. Okay. So I am comfortable with that next.
Okay.
And I just want to take a supervision received reports directly to the town administrator. Just at the top too.
Oh, right. Yep. Town.
Okay. So we'll make sure that anything that says administrative officer gets changed to town administrator.
Yep. And then do our best to just catch them.
And then in paragraph last part, seems under supervision received, it says administrative officer, which is the old term.
Oh, yeah. Town admin. Yep.
So under paragraph one, regularly prepares executive level. I don't know what that means. So if I think we need to say, it sounds like, it kind of sounds like jargon, and maybe people who are in this world understand it, but I think this should be a document that more than just people in that world understand. So what is executive level? Paragraph one,
number
under number, yeah, number one under essential duties.
The red one?
Okay. With the red one, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. The second,
no, he's got
third, it. Okay, yeah, good.
Gotcha.
He wasn't on the correct. I got
you. Okay.
As to what's the difference between financial reports and executive level reports, I would expect that the regular reports would be lay people would be able to read, like what she does for the voting, which isn't really executive level, and she prepares the reports, right?
Yeah, no, and I think I will just, that it seems that her intent with many of her edits were making it like, bringing it to more CFO language, so assigning a higher degree of action to it, or a higher degree of
expectation,
or just more corporate parlance into it too.
Okay.
Which I think could have benefit. I don't know, because I have a couple other, like, how do we define it? She mentions high performing teams in there a couple of times. What is the definition of a high performing team? So I think that speaks to the executive level as well.
So I mean, I don't, it's not a big deal to me if everybody, if you feel like we should leave it in there, it's really not a big deal.
I would say the one thing I had about the executive level versus just financial reports is an understanding that, like, they're kind of, she's kind of responsible for getting whatever financial reports the finance committee requests.
Yeah.
Right. Whether they're executive level or not, if the finance committee requests something, she'd be responsible for it. It's kind of.
It sounds a little more professional.
Yeah,
so okay. I'm fine.
I'd leave it.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was something else in, we'll call it paragraph one as well, that reading, I feel like the first sentence, and then, so supervise the collection, safekeeping, and distribution of all funds for the town of Bolton could almost be its own essential duty because of the amount of action that actually requires. Mm-hmm. And then, so if we drop down, responsible for accounting, reporting, and record keeping for revenues, expenditures of town funds. Right, with that?
That's
no, I'm sorry. So, yeah. Yeah. So right, the first two sentences stay one, and then regularly prepare financial reports becomes its own paragraph two.
It kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this becomes two.
Okay. Anything else in item one? In item. Go ahead.
It still says Board of Finance too.
Oh yeah, thanks. Oh, yep. Yeah, okay. Good catch.
We'll change that too.
Yep, good catch. Yeah. Board of Finance. Number two, I liked bullets 3, 4, and 5 from page 2 of the information that Amanda provided. So 3, 4, and 5, those coordinate development of budget scenarios and financial models, ensure the town's budget reflects realistic revenue, and collaborate with town tax collector and town assessor.
Yeah.
Does everybody have that? So it's so the pages aren't numbered, but it's
financial reporting forecasting.
Yeah, it's the
financial.
What I feel like is missing from this is like overarching headers, though. Like, you know how mine is split into like sections?
Yeah.
And then it's like the tasks that fall under that section, right? Like that to me is like when I'm particularly for such a high level position, right? Like CEOs and you usually have like staff supervision, overseeing the budget, and then the duties that fall under those. So I do feel like it needs some type of organization to that extent.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Because those bullets in and of themselves don't mean anything unless they're couched under like a header.
Yes. And it will make for a longer job description, but a more...
It's I mean, we're definitely heading for a longer job description.
Yeah, which is appropriate
there's no
for
doubt about
when
that.
You have
yeah.
a, you know...
And you don't need to post a whole job description. You can, the posting can be different than the
job
description.
So I guess I would... So anyway, let's first take the question of the three bullets. Did everybody find the three bullets that I was referring to? They're not numbered, but... Okay. So I thought that those three were... Good tasks. Do you have them, Rodney?
Yeah, review.
Nope. Starting with coordinate development.
Yeah.
So that one and the ensure and the collaborate.
You have the paperwork down there?
Yep.
You put that.
I thought those fit under number two, essential duties, number two.
Which is now the new number three.
Yes, that's right. It's now the that's gonna mess me up. But yes, so how do people feel about that? Adding those three bullets.
Yes, I'm good with that for our first pass or our updated pass, okay. And then we'll.
Yeah, and again, I think that once this draft gets done, we definitely will have to take another look at it.
Yes.
So let me just ask, the number two on the red line right now, coordinate the preparation. Do you want to take that out?
No.
Or do you want to
leave
include it with this, with those other three that you have?
Just add the bullets.
Okay.
It's not going to flow naturally, but we'll come back to it.
Yep. And then I thought I liked the paragraph in Amanda's material about working with the finance committee, which is on page three of her materials called Finance Committee Support and Advisory Services. We heard a lot of that this year about how much the finance committee needed information on a continual basis from the finance director. So I think there's got to be some specific language. And I would suggest putting that whole section in called Finance Committee Support and Advisory Services, unless anybody has any other ideas about that.
Obviously, they all fit.
The only thing I would change maybe is in the third bullet says prepare agendas. I actually think the finance committee should prepare their own agendas. So I would take the prepare agendas out. Don't you think, don't they prepare their own agendas? The finance director doesn't do that.
Yes, she does.
He does?
Yes, he does. With the chair of the committee.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's like our agenda. I mean, I prepare it with staff.
Yeah, okay.
So she would be staff, more so. Right.
Okay.
I agree with that, but then I think on the red line document, the end of paragraph two, where the preparing presentations, financial data analysis, et cetera, becomes an external communication component, and I think that would then be best suited to be its own specific thing. So pulling that out and making that its own number as well.
Make the presentation. This is going to get big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Base.
Yep.
Which it is normal for a big job.
Never applied for one. Don't know.
But you ran for one.
Is everybody okay with that? Making that sentence, prepare presentations, etc., its own number?
Sure.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good. So number three is going to be the finance committee portion of Amanda's. The primary staff liaison technical reports.
Well, it's going to be the three bullets that were on page two of mm-hmm. Amanda's.
Which is number two.
And then
number three is going to be regularly prepare financial reports and meet with finance committee as requested by the Board of Selectmen.
Don't technically be number four because you already added the number. Yeah, mm-hmm. we already added number four. So, yeah, so. Okay, so number one starts with supervises.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to the word in there that says regularly prepares executive level. That becomes number two.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two below that becomes number three, which we will take Amanda's three bullets from page number two.
That's right.
And then we will also take Amanda's finance committee support and advisory services, combine that all together to be the new number three. And then at the end of that sentence is prepare presentations, financial data analysis, blah, 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 is the new number four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
So now number three on the red line is going to be number five.
Yeah.
For now.
Yep.
And so we change it again.
Yes.
So the new number two is kind of redundant with the roles with the finance committee.
Probably is.
Yeah, probably. And then we'll just kind of have.
Yeah, there are a few redundancies, but
yeah.
I don't think it's the end of the world.
No, and then once we see it, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of things that are said a couple times, but
yes,
it's all right.
Yeah, it's hard to mesh two documents together. Yeah. All right, in the new section five.
That means they're important.
Well, actually, the number two, so as requested by the Board of Selectmen, which kind of stands on its own. The other one is more the financial committee.
Yep. Yep. The new number five, which begins oversee budget administration. I like. Bullet on if you go to page four on Amanda's material. Sorry, bottom. I like on the bottom of page three, the fourth bullet that begins develop and implement streamlined processes for accounts payable, purchasing, invoice processing, all of those. Although I don't know, maybe that's too detailed.
But
you could say including but not limited to.
And as it sits right now, it says coordinate the preparation of administration and annual budget. Is that where we're starting from?
We're on oversee budget administration to ensure policies and procedures, develops and revises accounting materials. We're on, so it's former number three.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, Gwen.
And then
so you're saying that
I was
just to develop and implement streamlined processes for
four, and then there's five different there's six different things listed there.
Add that to the
I am, but
change it.
I'm suggesting add it.
Just shove it in there for now, and then we'll see how it flows.
Yeah.
If that
Following that, Kathy?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we have an existing chart of accounts?
Yes.
I kind of.
But then we will not need to establish who's.
I was just going to let that go while I figure out this other thing.
Just in.
Starts there.
A question in previous number three, working number five, the last sentence establishes and maintains a chart of accounts. If the chart of accounts already exists, we just maintain. We don't say establish.
I see. Yeah, do we have a chart of accounts?
I don't believe so. Isn't it change? Didn't the state come out with the chart of accounts that we go by? I believe it's from the state that we use.
Okay, so then adheres to, like, it's, we have to then note that there is something that supersedes R, so like explicitly in here, if there is. So adheres to state and maintain something like that's chart of accounts within policy.
I really don't know what a chart of accounts is, so I can't help you on that. Is it?
It's all the numbers that certain things get charged to. So when you guys see like all the accounts that different expenses get charged to.
And then so they're in number sequences, those are referring to each individual home, and then it becomes more specific.
Okay.
On the AP.
Payer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I believe the state came out with something a few years ago that we had to start going by. I don't know exactly how it correlates.
Connecticut Statute 7-40.
What's an accounting manual? I know what a manual is, and I know what an accounting is. Is it a physical book?
Procedures.
Policy.
Does that already exist within the town, or is that another?
We do have financial policies and procedures. We do not. I do not know of anything called a quote unquote an accounting manual here.
Okay. Changes your. Whatever.
Financial policies and procedures.
Right. And then it would be practical, not within this document, but that we do some degree of review of that document.
What's the suggestion, everybody? Is that their responsibility or our responsibility? The review of it?
The review, I would assume finance within this, with a new incumbent.
The job description.
Yeah.
That's our responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're suggesting changing accounting manuals to
financial policies and procedures.
So the policies and procedures is stated up above. Can't you just add something to that? Oversee budget administration to ensure policies and
procedures are adhered to by all.
It kind of says that already.
Maybe. Well, the bottom is to revise it. And so there's two parts to it. There's adhering to it, and then there's establishing and maintaining, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ensuring they're up to date.
Well, and those are different.
You could combine it into one sentence, probably.
Mm-hmm.
They are, but you're going to have policies and procedures three times in that sentence.
So
well, you take it out. Once you combine the sentence, you take it out.
We get it.
Now you think
revise, maintain, and adhere to policies and procedures.
Chart of accounts. It would be maintain compliance with Connecticut's uniform system of accounting for municipalities as established by Connecticut state law.
I see where you're going with it, but then it's helpful to note that the maintenance of it is an active part of their job and not just that it is complied to, they are doing the compliance of it.
Maintaining.
Yeah, and maintaining compliance, yes. I suppose it seems
pedantic. It is part of compliance, right? Yeah,
comply,
not maintain.
So are we going to just take out establishes and start the sentence maintains chart of accounts?
In compliance with, right?
Yes, in compliance. That's our idea.
Okay.
And then what are we doing with the, what are we doing with the?
So I'll just say that loud for everyone too. So
go ahead.
So it maintains chart of accounts in compliance with existing state regulations. Or whatever that's existing state policies.
Okay. And then what did we do with the sentence before that? That has the term accounting manuals in it.
We're going to
be scratching the accounting manual, right?
Yeah, right. We're going to take that out back to financial policies and procedures, but this whole thing is about financial policies and procedures. So we're going to combine.
I think it's a consolidation of those.
Yeah,
two
take out, combine everything.
Okay. So it's develops, oversees, and revises budget administration to ensure policies and procedures are adhered to by all affected entities. Is that an encompassing? I could. And then, so, yeah, all right. I'll hit that one more time and see if we like it. So develops, oversees and revises policies and procedures. I'm sorry. So budget administration. I'm trying to find the wording of it to kind of try to get it because it's kind of there.
You just need to add adherence. Adherence. Some and perhaps a different word than that, but
by all entities. And then I think the portion of to strengthen internal controls, improve reporting accuracy, and ensure transparency is also important to keep as well.
I mean, I'm struggling with the fact that they're all like these big paragraphs and they should all just be bullets under.
Yes.
Better.
Keep it simple.
I love bullets. I mean, that's fine, but I don't write these. So is it typically paragraph form?
No.
Guys?
Yeah, I would. I'm sure it depends, but
bullet points are easier. Who's writing it?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
Where it is.
It's a different.
I'm a bullet person.
So we'll have to take a look at that sentence when we see it all written. But did we agree that we're going to add the bullets from the bottom of page three of Amanda's, the fourth bullet that says develop and implement streamlined processes for accounts payable, purchasing invoice, there's six of those. Did we agree that we're going to add those?
One sec.
You need accounts payable. Are we still on that?
We're still on. Yeah, we're deciding whether to add that all of those bullets, develop and implement streamlined processes for all of those bullets.
I don't know what electronic workflows would be, but.
An aspiration for us right now.
Utilizing Tyler, it would be like submitting all your invoices through the Tyler system and having your accounts payable through the Tyler system and all that.
So this is a wish list, this whole thing?
Well, no.
This is something
I think you have that as number eight.
Streamlined and more efficient processes.
Number eight in red would also go along with that. Page two of the red markup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to Gwen's question, are we adding the bullet points? I guess we could form it into a sentence if we wanted to add it. Streamline processes. These are important. How do we phrase it?
Or the following.
You can develop and revises financial policies and procedures to strengthen internal controls, improve reporting accuracy, ensure transparency, and improve process efficiencies across all units. I mean,
where are you at?
I'm just rewriting that sentence in number three, the new number five. Like, you could add streamline processes as part of that list of things she's supposed to do when she's revising and maintaining their policy.
So did you just combine all six of those bullets just into a sentence instead of bullet form?
Instead of putting the specific things
that
were I was including to streamline, right? Because this is where I agree with Bryce. Once you've done it, right, that no longer needs to be streamlined and doesn't need to be in the job description. So if you just leave it broad as streamlined processes, we don't need to be specific about which processes.
Right. We want them all.
Yeah, all of them.
We want the ones we don't know about.
Correct. And then it is helpful that, you know, not in this job description, but there is somebody has done the thought of a checklist.
Right.
They have identified some.
All right. That's fair.
So that's going to be rewritten then. That bullet will be inserted, but it'll be written as one sentence. Is that correct?
Season's the new number five.
Just eliminating the bullets, basically.
Instead of the bullet points.
Okay. Yep.
And we're still including the rest of number eight as well?
I don't think we've
No, that's a separate
item. Gotten there.
Okay, yeah.
The other thing I liked about on Amanda's document under financial operations and process improvement, the bullet that begins partner with departments, because it's a specific reference to the use of Tyler tools. So I don't know. I kind of liked that idea that I think we want to increase the use of Tyler. The top of page 4.
Relating to number 5 still?
Yes.
Okay. Top of page 4.
So it's just right under the...
It's right under the bullets that we were just looking at. Yeah, it begins partner with...
The bullet points?
It's right under, yeah.
Oh, yeah, partner.
Next, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so I think that relates to number 8.
Okay, so we'd maybe put that under 8.
I think.
All right, let's just hold that as a tentative 8, then come back to keep us moving through.
Okay.
It's going to be a number
12. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so now going to new number 6, which begins
Subjun.
Provide proactive, if I'm correct about the numbering.
Yep.
We're 6. Yes.
Provide proactive. Okay. After the word expenditures in the first sentence, I liked the first bullet on page 2. Thanks. Did I get that wrong? What's the first bullet on page 2? Page 2.
Improve departmental forecasting accuracy.
Oh, yes. Because that sentence, as it exists, talks about forecasting revenue and expenditures. And I thought that one of the issues that came up in the budget process this year was Finance Committee expressing frustration at not having projections. So I don't, maybe the
sense. Looks like we want them to revise the existing methodology of that. Is that what we're getting at? Like, make this your own policy of doing it,
or do it better.
Do it better. Do a better job.
Do better than
you want to put that in there. Do a better job.
Do it better. Do it better. Yeah. Maybe the sentence covers it already. Provide proactive cash management of town funds, including forecasting of revenue and expenditures. I mean, maybe that's enough. Maybe we don't need to add improved departmental forecasting accuracy.
Do we want to say something along the lines of prior to budget, something like assigning, like, you know, because I think that just, it could be one of those things where, oh, I'm, you know, it could get lost in the shuffle that we say, we define more of, you know, this is a thing that, you know, continuously throughout the year, but, you know, whether it's in this document or somewhere else, that it needs to be done before we start doing budget season, so we know that we have a revenue shortfall, for example.
You could just add a sentence at the end that says spearhead improvement to departmental forecasting accuracy, or lead or direct.
Executive session going on.
Oh, sorry.
Don't want the public to come in thinking.
Yeah, no, you can leave it open. It just got really loud.
Yeah, no, the dogs are gone.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Improve where possible. I think I know what you're trying to say. Like, you want to get better, but it doesn't fit with the first sentence.
I would just add, provide proactive cash. Proactive is good, right? That's a word they added. Cash management of town funds, including forecasting of revenue and expenditures throughout the fiscal year. To your point of, like, throughout the fiscal year. And I think that's sufficient, right? I mean, how they do it, right, is up to her, right? Whether she does it in conjunction with the departments or not, or she just uses actuals and extrapolates out, right? I think one of the frustrations from the Finance Committee, especially on the revenue side, is a lot of it is timing. And we never got, like, a projection based on timing to see where things were going to land, which is can be done if you adopt certain assumptions, right? Any financial person can adopt. And our prior CFO just wasn't willing to make those assumptions because she felt like the liability was too much on her, but that it should be part of your role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To share those,
yep,
the projections with the underlying assumptions so that everybody has that information.
I'm fine with that addition throughout the fiscal year at the end of that first sentence.
Yeah.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of question the
Go ahead.
Last part, responsible for ensuring proper authorization of expenditures of all town of Bolton funds. No, that's the.
No, she doesn't release the check until it's authorized. That's remember how we that's what that means.
Oh, so provides proper authorization. Yeah, we are the responsible entity.
Just sounds like nobody can spend anything until it's been authorized by her.
Oh, ensuring yeah,
it does sound
like ensuring the proper authorization of expenditures has been obtained or something. It's like yes. She's responsible for making sure it exists.
Right. Expenditures of all
write that.
Responsible for ensuring proper of expenditures of all Bolton funds has been received by BLS or something like that from BLS.
Yeah, not exactly like that, but yes.
Yeah, that's a sloppy.
Responsible for ensuring proper authorization of expenditures of all town of Bolton funds has been approved by the Board of Selectmen.
I would just say has been obtained according to
Yeah, otherwise it sounds like you have to go to her to get authorization.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And she, they are not the responsible
body. I need new pencils.
So, could you read me that sentence?
Yes.
As amended?
Okay, so we have provide proactive cash management of town funds, including forecasting of revenue and expenditures throughout the fiscal year, develop, coordinate, and implement short-term and long-range investment and borrowing strategies, responsible for ensuring proper authorization of expenditures of all town of Bolton funds has been obtained by the Board of Selectmen.
From
the Board of Selectmen.
That could still be a little tighter, but it's different.
Yep. And then I thought that the Amanda's document had some good strategic planning, a whole strategic planning section in it. So I've never heard us talk to the prior finance director about strategic planning.
It's because she was too busy.
Yeah,
I will say that specifically came from a CCM training that I went to when the new elected officials training that I went to.
Okay.
One of the CFOs from another small town said that your budget is a strategic plan and it should tell the story of your town, right? And so that's kind of where
that came from. So I think it's kind of a new concept for us then, and I think we should talk about whether we want to have that person play an active role in our strategic planning.
Is that so? I just want to pull up Sandra's document. Noted for our cross.
Say that again, Bryce.
I'm pulling up the document that Sandra put together for us with the different finance director responsibilities.
Oh, yep.
Just see if that was called out and then. It might not have been. Because she took what is the existing responsibilities and mm-hmm. said who does what, not
mm-hmm.
gaps.
And to be clear, that's like a joint effort, right? Between town administrator, the finance director, and the board, right? Like a strategic plan, it's not, you're not just on
mm-hmm.
her, right?
Yeah.
But she helps tell the financial piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to add that as a separate paragraph?
Well, these are sort of...
Yes, I do, I think. But I also, I'm just thinking too that all of these that to the telling of the story, that this job description could need, like everything needs to be moved around to tell a better story of what, you know, of it, when we assign these headers, like similar to how it's been done in Amanda's document, you know, we indicate our top priorities first. And then, so whether it is the collection of funds is our top priority, and then the things that are components of the collection of funds, the strategic communication internally and externally, with boards or external partners. And then just the other subsets that I think we can make a more clear story of high level and then breaking it down to either more specific tasks or something.
I would say that the last one, monitor economic trends, that doesn't belong in our federal funding. And I don't know. It's part of life. It's part of everybody, but it's not her responsibility.
Right. Yeah. And I think that is one of those things that I would be to it for.
But she does. I mean, but she serves as a liaison to the finance committee and talks with them about like the interest rate, right? That's monitoring.
No, that's Ross that brings that up. The trends. It's not her. It's the finance committee that brings that up. That's the only way I've ever heard it come up. I haven't heard.
But she also, Jill, like, is it a good environment to go take out a bond? Should we be doing a short-term loan instead? It's all, economic trends are all part of strategizing.
Yes.
No, I mean, you're making it sound like it's part of the job, monitoring economic trends.
It should be part of the job, but I also feel like it should be one of those things that you're a CFO. It's part of the job. Well, like, we shouldn't have to tell you that, right, you know.
Right. I just think it's,
yeah.
I don't like stating it. You got to bring your own pens. It's too obvious.
Got it.
I'm fine taking that one out.
Me too.
Okay. I do think that I would like to see more reporting about where our bond maturities are, because that is really important for how much money we're thinking about borrowing for other projects. And I think that's something that's been missing in reporting.
She's popping out reports on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a small little paragraph. There's not a lot to say about it, you know, because it's the due dates and how much we pay and how much we owe.
Has that been just in the budget process? Because I think it'd be something to see maybe quarterly or just more. Because yeah. I think I do remember seeing it when we were looking at budget documents, but not say in July when, you know, then we might be having a conversation about.
Stephanie's picked that up and started printing them.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
And,
yeah. All right. Okay. So then, right.
Yeah.
I don't recall having seen them anymore. So just then getting them to the
maybe
rest
it's
of
in the finance committee and we see them.
Oh, that could be. Yes.
I get confused.
Yeah. So.
They'll have the same after all.
Okay, so we're going to add then the financial leadership and strategic planning paragraph, except for the last bullet, if I've got that right.
And am I adding this to
number 8?
Was
it? Tim likes number 8.
Yeah, Tim keeps talking.
You guys keep bringing up Tyler. Financial management systems.
You want to make number 12 for now?
We'll just put it as its own bullet. That's all I'm asking. I mean, I can make it as.
Yeah,
what extra bullet.
Are we good with its own bullet for now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so. Me.
Okay. All right. So then the next paragraph, which is currently number 5, begins serves as internal lead. That becomes number.
Become number 7.
7. I had thought that bullets 4 and 6 from page 3 would be a good addition here, if you want to take a look at that. So that's
A3.
Let's see. 6.
Yeah.
Just so we're all aware, it's 6:20.
Okay. Yeah.
We're flying through.
4 and 6.
Yes.
Review audit.
Wait, would you repeat the?
Yeah, I'm trying to read my notes to see what I'm talking about. Bullets 4 and 6 from page
leading to 3. Number 7 says an internal lead for audit.
Oh,
okay, it's just the top of page 3, internal audit and financial compliance.
Yes.
So the top of Amanda's page 3.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and I liked the 4th and the 6th bullets. So the ones that begin review audit findings. And the one that begins monitor implementation.
Oh, yeah. Got him.
What is the management letter?
A3.
The management letter is the letter that is provided to the auditor. I believe.
They should have gone to.
People forget this.
So how do people
farm
feel?
People. Hi.
How do you feel about that? The The fourth and the sixth bullets. So the ones that begin review audit findings and then the one that begins monitor implementation.
And I do think to that point that the structure of this will need to change more with the header bullet points as presented by Amanda.
Yeah.
As there, suggested.
Everybody agree with adding those two bullets?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm adding it to the whole number, the new number seven.
Yes.
Just we're not taking anything else out of seven.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and cross off.
Yes.
And adding, six, okay.
Adding those two bullets. Okay, then paragraph number current six becomes current number eight. Don't get too excited, Tim.
Yet.
It's not. We're not at real number eight yet.
I say we strike eight. Take it off.
So we
make it 10.
We change the words oversee bidding to collaborate regarding bidding and purchasing with, and then change town administrative office to town administrator.
Yeah.
And then you see farther down in that same line, it says administer state grants. So I thought, does Jim currently administer state grants?
Yeah.
He does not?
Well, which part of it?
It depends on how you define administer.
Yeah,
that was going to be my question.
Administer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She would disperse the monies from the grants for whatever we're using it from. It would have to come from her or whoever's in that position.
So are they more facilitating?
Oversee fiscal compliance with and reporting for state grants, federal grants, and all other grants, including, and then.
Say that again. Oversee.
What did I say?
Oversee
fiscal compliance.
I can think of another one.
Yeah, receive fiscal compliance and reporting for state grants, federal grants, and all other grants. And financial reporting for.
Are the words state and federal supposed to be capitalized?
No.
No, I don't think so.
They could be demoted.
Grammar related.
Unless we're referring to a specific state.
Right.
Or
that's what I was wondering, because it is a specific state and a specific federation. But I would not capitalize it.
Okay, then
we're not going to be on that one.
On the same long, train of thought about grants, if you look at page 4 in Amanda's materials under capital planning, debt management, and funding strategy, the last two bullets there deal with grants. So I'm wondering if we should add those. So it's the ones begin
oversee
financial administration and partner with department leads.
Yeah. What do you want, Ava?
We don't be yours. We don't shake or anything, so it's easy.
Who have you been around?
Four. I know it's pages.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so enough.
I can add that. Yeah. I wish she's the financial administration part important. Because that's what she does. That's part of her job right there.
So that can replace the sentence that I just read.
Right.
Okay.
It wouldn't be in addition to.
Right. Okay. Yep. Did everybody follow that?
Yep. So we'll take out those sentences that Amanda just said and we'll add oversee financial administration and partner with department leaders.
Okay, and then what the next bullet too is the one that begins partner with department leaders,
yeah,
and grant administrators. You, everybody okay with adding that also?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So going on to the next.
Oh, no.
Nope, not quite yet. Going on to the next page of the...
Old number seven.
Old number seven, new number nine.
Yeah, it's nine. I didn't have any comment about that sentence about coordinates activities with the superintendent of schools and business office.
Okay. Those
are names?
That's...
Names haven't changed, right?
It's pretty limited.
Okay. And then now, Tim, here we are at number eight, our new number 10.
Make it 9A.
I just, the only thing I highlighted here was manages change management strategies. I don't know what that means. Manages change management.
Change management is like the process to implement change throughout an organization.
So it's like jargony.
It is. It is. But I mean, it's accurate. I just don't like the way you use manages change management. You have to change the manages. Oversee change management.
And leads change management.
Maintains the management of change management strategies.
That's elegant. Yeah. So leads change management. What's the best word there? Leads.
Yeah, leads, oversees, whatever.
As long as that isn't stepping on the town administrator.
Though that would be
changes
in collaboration with Jim.
So leads in collaboration with town administrator.
Yeah, change management. Yeah, in collaboration with town manager leads change management strategies. Yeah, that would. He's ultimately their supervisor, so he has to get their buy-in.
Okay. Believe it or not, I had no comments on paragraph 9, new paragraph 11. Does anybody have any comments on that one?
Just the only is the essential duties number 1 through 6 that will be rendered
right.
Totally confusing. So we might want to just kind of.
And do they just does this entity still serve as the finance director for Fulton Lakes Regional Water? That's a little
bit.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yes, okay. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
So then we're going to examples of duties as the authority's finance director, period. And then we just drop the rest of that sentence for now and see if we need it.
Wait, say that again. Where are you?
So the second sentence of new number 11 serves as finance director for blah, 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 period. Examples of duties as the serves as the authority's finance director would be just the new proposed sentence.
Are you saying take out the whole second sentence?
No, I'm just saying, so examples of duties, we drop that, we replace that with serves. So the sentence becomes serves as the authority's finance director.
Oh, theory. I see.
So instead of including are as found above, but not limited to in the essential duties, number 1 through 6, because that line is also.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Okay. Next paragraph, old 10, new number 12. This says provides general supervision to staff in the town's finance department. Is that accurate? Does the finance director, do the staff people in the finance department report to the finance director?
Yes.
Not to.
We're getting a nod from Mr. Rupert down on the end.
That's accurate.
That's right. Okay. Okay. And then Bryce, did you suggest at the end of that line, other duties as assigned?
Yeah, I also am still taking exception to mentor high performing teams because I don't know what that means, whether we're going to use that or not.
Yeah.
But then, so we also have 13, which we asked you to add at the end, which was the section on.
Strategic planning.
Oh, yeah. Strategic planning. Yeah. So
that'll be strategic.
And then number 14 is other duties as assigned.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean to be a stiff.
Yep. Are we, we're done?
Turn this over to Kathy to reproduce.
Yes.
Yep. And thank you, Kathy.
She could do another doodle thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I had a couple more as we go at the bottom, but they weren't as annoying as all the others. So.
You stayed on that.
Thanks,
Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for this material. It's really helpful.
We need a motion too.
I will make a motion to adjourn this subcommittee meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion. Meeting is over at 6:30.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, are you being weird?
Yeah, another emergency.
Okay.
Message about the polls.
So.